In this bulletin, another survivor is rescued from a capsized ship off Japan. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott confirmed as a British trade advisor. And in sport, more details emerge around next year's rescheduled COVID-19 safe Olympic and Paralympic Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A third crew member has been found from a ship that capsized off the coast of Japan, waving from his life raft. A search plane located the 30-year-old Filipino man who was on board the ship carrying thousands of cattle and more than 40 crew members. The Gulf Livestock One battled strong winds and heavy seas before it's believed to have sunk, raising fears for the crew, which include two Australians. Another person who didn't survive was pulled from the water, while a second Filipino man remains in hospital. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has been confirmed as an advisor to Britain's Board of Trade after complaints about his views and compatibility for the job. British opposition members are questioning his suitability for the role, raising concerns about his past comments on gender, climate change and homosexuality. But UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended the appointment, stating he doesn't always agree with the members who serve on boards across the country.
What I would say about Tony Abbott is this is a guy who was elected by the people of the great liberal democratic nation of Australia. And you've been to Australia, it's an amazing country.
The Prime Minister has sought to lower expectations of the National Cabinet during the pandemic after he failed to reach agreement from the states on some key issues. While seven states and territories backed the goal of opening borders by Christmas at yesterday's meeting, Western Australia refused to do so. Scott Morrison says the states have different outlooks on present and future COVID-19 challenges.
So we've decided that this notion of 100% absolute consensus on any issue is not a way that the National Cabinet can indeed work. Not everyone has to get on the bus for the bus to leave the station, but it is important the bus leaves the station, and we all agree on that.
A man has been charged for attempting to bribe police at the Victorian border with New South Wales. Police stopped the 66-year-old man at the Barmer Bridge checkpoint and asked for his permit to enter. It's alleged the Victorian man produced an envelope with $1,000 inside as a bribe. He was arrested, charged, and will face court at Moama in November. And Victoria Police is warning it'll shut down any anti-lockdown rallies planned in Melbourne this weekend. Families of the Beirut blast victims have gathered for a minute's silence 1 month after the deadly explosion. Thousands of candles were lit to remember the almost 200 people who died and others who were injured last month. Rescuers have been frantically searching through the rubble for potential survivors, but haven't yet found anyone else alive. The president of Belarus is concerned local protesters who are angry over the election outcome are under the influence of outside forces. Opponents of Alexander Lukashenko argue the recent presidential election was rigged, but he denies this and says he won by a landslide. Mr. Lukashenko suspects Lithuania, Poland and Ukraine are becoming involved in the protests and that neighbouring countries want Belarus to collapse. Belarusian opposition leader Sviatlana Tsikhanouskaya says Mr. Lukashenko does not represent Belarus.
Now we, the Belarusian people, need the help of the United Nations in order to stop blatant human rights violations and cynical disregard for human dignity rights in the middle of Europe.
In sport, Japan has held its first coordination meeting for the rescheduled Tokyo Olympic and Paralympics to discuss ways to make the Games COVID-safe amid the pandemic. Measures include potential quarantine arrangements upon arrival in Tokyo, movements limited within Japan, spectator considerations and an athlete testing regime. The Olympic Games will take place in July to August next year, and the Paralympics will be held in August to September. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide, much the same, in 18. Melbourne, also cloudy, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, mostly sunny, 17. Wollongong, also sunny, and 20. Sydney, similar conditions, 22. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 23. Brisbane, much the same, in 27. Cairns, a possible shower, 28. And Darwin, sunny, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.